USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues its assault on the people of Ukraine. At a secret location news conference Friday morning, President Zelensky was asked how long he can hold on. I don't know, he said. When asked if he's ready to leave the country?
No.
Unconfirmed reports from Ukrainian forces say they killed a top Russian general in overnight fighting. Also, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is in the control of Russian soldiers after bombs rained down on the facility overnight. An agreement to restart the 2015 Iran nuclear deal could be just days away, with negotiators from Europe and Iran making clear they've reached the final hurdles. Rafael Grossi, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, will travel to Tehran on Saturday to try to resolve one of the remaining disputes. That's Iran's insistence that an investigation into its undeclared nuclear activity be dropped. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One Arizona senator has announced he will not run for re-election.
Looks like the last big question has been settled over the 2022 Senate map. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is not going to be running for Senate this year. The news reported by the Arizona Republic comes after months of speculation and Ducey sending signals behind the scenes about whether the term-limited governor would seek the Republican nomination for Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Rick Scott from Florida, chair of the Republican Senatorial Committee, have been among the national leaders recruiting Ducey and other Republican governors, including New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, to no avail. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A league-wide memo has announced the National Football League and the NFL Players Union have suspended all COVID-19 protocols effective immediately. The league and the players union say the policy change was due to current encouraging trends regarding the prevalence and severity of COVID-19. Teams are still required to comply with their state and local laws. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
If there's one thing the Russian invasion of Ukraine did, Democrats and Republicans resolve are on the same page for the first time in a long time. Both parties are calling for President Biden to enact more sanctions and do more in the reality of Russia's invasion. Republican Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina on Newsmax said President Biden is playing footsie with the Russian president.
Well, certainly President Biden said he would go toe-to-toe with Putin, and he has been playing footsie instead. But it's not just Republicans that are asking for more sanctions. I've been involved with meetings and seen some briefings with both Republicans and Democrats alike. And Democrats are, too, asking for President Biden to do more. And we've seen other countries around the world shut off their oil imports from Russia. We know that Putin funds his war regime and these battles and these fights with the oil and gas economy he has created around the world, including the United States. We import 600,000 barrels of Russian oil every day. And I know there's not one single American in our country today that wants to put 1 gallon of Russian gas in their car, seeing what's going on in Ukraine. There is more to do in the sanctions that have been done. If you read the fine print, there are carve-outs. And so not all of the oligarchs and their entire families are being targeted the way that they should be.
Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky tweeted last night that they're suspending all operations in Russia and Belarus. Airbnb backed it up Friday morning, reporting that the decision means they will block all calendars from accepting new bookings in both countries until further notice. USA Radio News.